Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE, featuring conversations about life in Michiana. Today, Alfred Guillaume, Arnold Sally, and Cy Barker of 100 Black Men of Greater South Bend discuss what inspires their work with the mentorship program.
For me, it was my father. He was one of nine children, and his father was killed, shot, when he was 8 years old. And so he had to go out and work and help raise the family because their mother never worked. And so he always stressed, he got his GED, but that was the extent of his education. But he always said, you know, you can be anything you want to be, but you got to get educated because knowledge is the one thing no one can take from you.
Right.
And so of his five children, the oldest of five, he said, each of you will get a degree. Now, whatever you do with it is your business. You can be a garbage man if you want, but you're going to be an educated garbage man. Mm-hmm. And so that always stuck with me.
Yeah.
That I could be what I want to be, but I could. His role was to get me that education.
My wife and I had a relationship with a young man who came into our lives when he was in seventh grade. From a very troubled background, from a background that has all of the problems when you're in poverty, and father not in his life, and really looking for direction and support. So he virtually moved in with us at seventh grade, and we saw him graduate from high school. We actually drove him, physically took him to college, unpacked him at college, stayed with him for 4 years through college. Then he started working, he went back to school, he got a master's degree, and now he's married with two children, an outstanding citizen, and having a successful life. So when you look back on those things, makes you feel good, and people often would say, wow, that was a great thing that you did. And we said, well, we didn't do anything. We didn't choose him. He chose us. Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be a blessing to us. Mm-hmm. And he's a blessing to us. So that's why we do the things that we do.
Yeah, and that's a very important point. It's not a question of us just choosing the mentee. The mentee has to choose us as well. Our commitment is to stay long term. Doesn't mean that we're going to be welcomed all the time, but we intend to be present. All the time, and that way we can make a difference.
Another story of impact is that one of our students plays the viola. And he's never been to the symphony. And so twice this last year, my wife and I are subscribers to the symphony. Twice this year, we took him and his mom to the symphony. What a change in that young man's demeanor, that he can now see himself performing on a stage with an orchestra, and he wants to now study music more deeply than he has in the past.
Yeah, you talked about taking him to the symphony, but also we've done fundamental things like table manners and stuff, where we've had a session on what knives and forks to use and what plates to use. And I learned some things too on that. So if I were summarized and say why I'm involved with the 100, it's just simply that it is a vehicle that gives me the opportunity to give back. You know, Bible saying, though, for those much is given, much is expected. It is a way to effectively make an impact to the community and give back.
Yeah. Well, it certainly has changed my life. I think I'm a better person because of the 100.
That was Alfred Guillaume, Arnold Sally, and Cy Barker of 100 Black Men of Greater South Bend, discussing what inspires their work with the mentorship program. Alfred Guillaume also serves on the Friends of WVPE board. Michiana Stories can be heard Mondays at 7:45 during Morning Edition and at 4:45 during All Things Considered. If you have a Michiana story to share, contact the St. Joseph County Public Library at 574-282-4646 or library@sjcpl.org. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.